"Ah!" said Filch, taking a flat-footed step toward Harry, his pouchy cheeks trembling with anger. "I've had a tip-off that you are intending to place a massive order for dung-bombs." Harry folded his arms and stared at the caretaker. "Who told you I was ordering dung-bombs?" Cho was looking from Harry to Filch, also frowning. The barn owl on her arm, tired of standing on one leg, gave an admonitory hoot, but she ignored it. "I have my sources," said Filch in a self-satisfied hiss. "Now, hand over whatever it is you're sending." Feeling immensely thankful that he had not dawdled in posting off the letter, Harry said, "I can't. It's gone."
"Gone?"
said Filch, his face contorting with rage. "Gone," said Harry calmly. Filch opened his mouth furiously, mouthed for a few seconds, then raked Harry's robes with his eyes.
"How do I know you haven't got it in your pocket?"
"Because I saw him send it," said Cho angrily. Filch rounded on her.
"You saw him?"
"That's right, I saw him," she said fiercely. There was a moment's pause in which Filch glared at Cho, and Cho glared right back. Then the caretaker turned on his heel and shuffled back toward the door. He stopped with his hand on the handle and looked back at Harry.
"If I get so much as a whiff of a dung-bomb."
He stumped off down the stairs. Mrs. Norris cast a last longing look at the owls and followed him. Harry and Cho looked at each other. "Thanks," Harry said.
"No problem," said Cho, finally fixing the parcel to the barn owl's other leg, her face slightly pink. "You weren't ordering dung-bombs, were you?"
"No," said Harry.
"I wonder why he thought you were, then," she said, as she carried the owl to the window.
Harry shrugged. He was quite as mystified by that as she was, though, oddly, it was not bothering him very much at the moment. They left the owlry together. At the entrance of a corridor that led toward the west wing of the castle, Cho said,
"I'm going this way. Well, I'll see you around, Harry."
"Yeah.
See you."
She smiled at him and departed. He walked on, feeling quietly elated. He had managed to have an entire conversation with her and not embarrassed himself once.
"You were really brave standing up to her like that."
She had called him brave. She did not hate him for being alive. Of course, she had preferred Cedric, he knew that. Though if he'd only asked her to the ball before Cedric had, things might have turned out differently. She had seemed sincerely sorry that she had to refuse when Harry had asked her.
"Morning," Harry said brightly to Ron and Hermione, joining them at the Gryffindor table in the Great Hall.
"What are you looking so pleased about?"
said Ron, eyeing Harry in surprise.
Quidditch later,"
said Harry happily, pulling a large platter of bacon and eggs toward him.
"Oh, yeah,"
said Ron. He put down the bit of toast he was eating and took a large swig of pumpkin juice. Then he said,
"Listen, you don't fancy going out a bit earlier with me, do you? Just to give me some practice before training so I can, you know, get my eye in a bit."
"Yeah, okay," said Harry.
"Look, I don't think you should,"
said Hermione seriously.
"You're both really behind on homework, is it?"
But she broke off. The morning post was arriving and, as usual, the Daily Prophet was soaring toward her in the beak of a screech owl, which landed perilously close to the sugar bowl and held out a leg. Hermione pushed a canut into its leather pouch, took the newspaper and scanned the front page critically as the owl took off again.
"Anything interesting?" said Ron.
Harry smiled. He knew Ron was keen to get her off the subject of homework.
"No,"
she sighed.
"Just some guff about the bass player in the Weird Sisters getting married."
She opened the paper and disappeared behind it. Harry devoted himself to another helping of eggs and bacon. Ron was staring up at the high windows, looking slightly preoccupied.
"Wait a moment," said Hermione suddenly. "Oh, no! Sirius!"
"What's happened?" said Harry, and he snatched at the paper so violently that it ripped down the middle, so that he and Hermione were holding half each.
"The Ministry of Magic has received a tip-off from a reliable source that Sirius Black, notorious mass murderer, blah, 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 is currently hiding in London,"
Hermione read from her half in an anguished whisper.
"Lucius Malfoy, I'll bet anything," said Harry in a low, furious voice. "He did recognize Sirius on the platform." What? Said Ron, looking alarmed. You didn't say...
Shh! Said the other two. Ministry warns wizarding community that black is very dangerous, killed 13 people, broke out of Azkaban, the usual rubbish.
Hermione concluded, laying down her half of the paper and looking fearfully at Harry and Ron.
Well, he just won't be able to leave the house again, that's all, she whispered. Dumbledore did warn him not to.